It's Monday, and that means it's time to look ahead in regional news. WAMU's morning producer Ayan Sheikh is here to give us a preview of what our reporters will be watching. Hi, Ayan.
Hi, Esther. Good morning.
Good morning. So Maryland's treasurer, Nancy Kopp, announced her retirement in October. Mm-hmm. Do we know who will take her place, and how does that process work?
Yeah, so Maryland does things a little differently. It happens to be one of the 12 states where voters don't actually get to elect a treasurer. That decision is actually made by the legislature. The treasurer, you know, holds a lot of power because they play a role in determining how the state spends its funds. And that's because the treasurer is one of three people with a vote on the state's Board of Public Works. The other two are the governor and the comptroller.
And all three of those positions in Maryland, treasurer, governor, and comptroller, will be filled by new people after next year's elections. Do we know who the candidates for treasurer are?
Not exactly. Maryland Matters reported that Prince George's County Delegate Derek Davis will apply for the job. Davis has the backing of Speaker of the House Adrian Jones. We'll see how that might work to his favor. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But a group of Maryland lawmakers will be meeting this week to interview candidates for the job. And then once that happens, the General Assembly will vote on candidates during the special session, which starts next week.
Shifting now to D.C., where later today, Mayor Muriel Bowser is said to announce new traffic safety enhancements around schools in the district. Tell us about this, Ayan.
Yeah, well, a group of D.C. government officials that include Mayor Bowser, Police Chief Robert Conti, and D.C. Public Schools Superintendent Louis Farabee will be making the announcement at Van Ness Elementary School later this morning. It seems to be a reaction to the recent tragic incidents where young children were hit by drivers. In October, last month, two kids and their father were hit by a driver on walk to school day. And then earlier this year, a driver hit and killed a 4-year-old boy. And in a separate incident, a 5-year-old girl was killed while she was riding her bicycle. So these fatalities, as you can imagine, have outraged not only the families of these children, but also residents and council members. People have criticized Mayor Muriel Bowser's Vision Zero program, which is an initiative that was aimed to eliminate traffic fatalities by 2024. And since the program launched in 2015, traffic fatalities have increased each year except for in 2019. And that actually follows national trends. So it seems like this announcement about safety around schools is part of Mayor Bowser's answer to those criticisms.
Okay. Well, has anything else been done to stop traffic-related fatalities in the district?
Yeah. So the city's Department of Transportation has made changes like reducing the speed limits on local streets to 20 miles per hour, banning right turns on red lights in many intersections, and also building more bike lanes and evaluating high crash areas.
Shifting now to some holiday celebrations around Washington, Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband, Doug Emhoff, lit the national menorah last night in honor of the first night of Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. And later this week, the national Christmas tree lighting ceremony is taking place. Mm-hmm. Last year's ceremony was virtual, but as of now, the Christmas tree lighting will be in person this year, Ayan?
Yep, it sure will be. So this Thursday, the national tree lighting ceremony will be taking place on the Ellipse. The event will be hosted by none other than LL Cool J, with performances by the Howard University Gospel Choir, Billy Porter, who doesn't love Billy Porter, Kristen Chenoweth, and others. There's a lottery for watching it in person. However, all the slots are taken, but you can watch the broadcast version on your local CBS station on Sunday at 8:30 p.m. And you can visit President's Park, where the official National Christmas tree and lots of other trees will be decked out for Christmas at other times. It's free and it will be open to visitors December 4th through January 1st, so we have a bunch of time. This year, students from across the nation and abroad have designed ornaments that will be on 58 smaller trees surrounding the National Christmas Tree. The trees represent each U.S. state, territory, and the District of Columbia as part of the America Celebrates ornament display. Schools managed by the Department of Interior's Bureau of Indian Education and the Department of Defense Education Activity will also participate in the display for the first time this year. So a lot of exciting things.
All right. That was WAMU's morning producer Ayan Sheikh with our look ahead this week. Ayan, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Esther.
And you can find all of those stories later this week on WAMU.org and on DCist.com.